USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Ten, hunt, Army and Marine Corps, count off. Navy and Coast Guard, hit the decks. All United Nations, stand by for its command performance time in the USA. All during 1942, Uncle Sam's shortwave stations and radio networks of the United Nations have been shooting out this big show to you guys who are shooting it out with the Axis. From the fog-bound Aleutians to the steaming jungles of the South Pacific, you've written thousands of letters to command performance, and the letters were answered in person. Well, there's a victory committee here in Hollywood whose pledge to that worldwide victory committee of yours is... Buddy, your request is our command. For this 1 hour on Christmas Eve, a man and woman you call Mom and Dad become part of your show. For tonight, for the first time over the four great networks and independent stations, the War Department of the United States of America presents Command Performance. At this moment, the Chief of the Office of War Information has a brief message. Go ahead, Washington and Elmer Davis.
On this Christmas Eve, all over the world... American soldiers, sailors, Marines, and nurses are listening to this program as they have listened for almost a year past. But tonight, it serves as a link between them and us at home. We're all hearing it, the whole American people, whether in the cities or on the farms or on ships at sea or in army camps or at the front. This program is nothing new for the men of the armed forces. For 40-odd weeks, they have heard these specially produced command performances sent to them by shortwave. And we have reason to believe that they think of it particularly as their program. What they want, what they ask for, the famous entertainers who have appeared on these weekly broadcasts have done their best to supply. Tonight, because it is Christmas Eve, and a Christmas Eve when a good many American families can't be together as they used to be, tonight, the War Department has invited us to come together, all of us, as listeners to this program. For the first time, it is heard in this country, exactly as it is heard by the men and women who are serving the country abroad, in North Africa, in New Guinea and the Solomons, in China and India and Ireland, in Alaska and Hawaii, in Iceland and Panama, wherever on this Christmas Eve the American flag is flying. They're probably thinking about home tonight, most of them. Home which they are not likely to see again until the war is won. They are doing all they can to win it, and they have already written some glorious pages in American history. But the war won't be won until and unless we who are at home do our share too, making whatever sacrifices we must and working together as hard as we can. Whatever sacrifices may be asked of us as a necessary contribution to victory are trivial compared to what our men are doing at the front. Yes, and trivial compared to the sacrifices that are required of the civilian population of every other nation in this war. It's that kind of war, the kind of war that we can't win unless all of us, civilians as well as soldiers, do just as much as we can. So I hope that when the men overseas think of home tonight, they'll think of it as a place where all of us are doing our best, doing all we can to help them who are doing so much more toward the common purpose of complete victory. And now, Command Performance, dedicated to our armed forces over there.
Thank you, Elmer Davis, and to OWI for your cooperation with tonight's command performance. And men, hang on to your GI hats as your star-packed Christmas show starts rolling out of Hollywood with that Rolling Stone who's gathered millions of friends in the United Nations, the commanding officer of command performance and your master of ceremonies, Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling all you soldiers, sailors, and Marines that although Johnny Doughboy found a rose in Ireland, what he really wants is that stinkweed in Berlin. Yes, sir, it's a great thrill and an honor to be on this command performance show on this Christmas Eve, the time of year when everyone has a feeling of love. Boy, you should see all the young couples walking in the park, the fellow with his arm around the girl and the man from the draft board with his arm around the fellow. But fellows, back home here, the women are making this a victory Christmas. My aunt is very patriotic. Yesterday she gave her girdle to the scrap drive. Now she's dreaming of a wide Christmas. And everything about my aunt is patriotic. Even her dog. The other day chased me down the street, finally caught me and bit off the seat of my pants. Thank heavens it was Meatless Tuesday. But all the women are patriotic these days, and they're all doing their part. Today, wives are no longer backseat drivers. No, sir. They sit up in the hood now with a straw and siphon the gas tanks of the cars in front of them. And lots of people are using substitutes for gas. One of the musicians in Al Newman's band filled his tank with whiskey, and it works swell. Although that was the first time in history a Pontiac ever sang Sweet Adeline. Staggered up Vine Street, flirted with a Buick, and spit in a traffic cop's eye. I live near Bing Crosby, and the Save Rubber were sharing the burden. One day he drives his car to the studio, and the next day I drive it. And people are really saving their tires. In fact, I was riding home in the streetcar today, and on Vine Street, Henry Ford got on. That's the end of that joke. I don't know where. What an end. All the women here at home have been marvelous. They do everything. Tonight I had a woman cab driver bring me down to the studio. She was wonderful. She was driving the cab with one hand and knitting a sweater with the other. In one block, she knit one, purl two, and hit three. And yesterday I had a cab driver who had a little baby right in the front seat with her. As I got out and gave her a dollar, the baby started to cry. I had to wait 5 minutes for the change. You don't get that at first, and it sneaks up on you, you know? And you hate yourself for letting it. Nah, but fellas, let's start answering that G.I. Christmas mail to Command Performance. For you 20 pigeon experts in the amazing unit of APO 958, for Sergeant Sy and the mob in India, for Dutch Burkholder and you 25 men in War J in that Pearl Harbor hospital, and for all of you down in the Caribbean, here's the number one trio of the AEF, the Pennsylvania Polka, and the Andrews Sisters.
The band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Get started and spreading. It's our number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has the mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. Romancing. This goes on and on until the dawn. They're so carefree, gay with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss and then they stop to kiss again. Strike out the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and have another fun. The Pennsylvania Polka.
Gay with laughter, they're happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they start to kiss again.
shut that little thing. Thank you, Andrew Sisters, and thanks to a really terrific guy, Alfred Newman, who's conducting the orchestra tonight. Well, gang, old Sam. And that's with no prompting, Al. Well, gang, old Sam the mailman has brought command performance a truckload of your letters asking to hear from a kid named Junior. So, by worldwide command of the AEF, Harriet Hilliard and Red Skelton.
Hi, fellas, and Merry Christmas. And being Christmas, we naturally have a lady and her little boy. Thank you. It's very early on Christmas morning, so Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Hey, Mummy, are you awake?
Oh, Junior, it's only 4 o'clock. Go back to sleep till daylight.
Hey, Mummy, where'd I come from?
Sears and Roebuck. And go back to sleep.
Sears and Roebuck, he's dead. That's silly. I coach Maul. I bet they got me from a cut-weight drugstore.
Junior, will you stop mumbling to yourself and turn over?
I can't turn over.
Why not?
Me chain don't reach that far.
Junior, don't say that. You're not chained.
Oh, no?
No.
What's that, the bells of St. Mary? Hey, Mommy, I can't sleep anymore. I want to go see my toys. I want to see what Santa Claus bought me. I'll get up.
What are you doing?
I'm getting up. I got one leg in my pants, and I got to keep hopping around until I catch the other one. Come on, I'll catch it. I'll catch it. Oh, boy, now I'll really catch it. Boy, I better get back in bed, but quick.
Junior, you're going to get it if you wake your father. He didn't get to sleep until late.
Oh, that's nothing new.
Junior, did you happen to hear your father come home last night?
Who didn't? Boy, he's getting better, though. It only took 8 cops to bring him in this time.
Oh, Junior, how can you say things like that?
Oh, it's easy once you know how.
Something tells me you're looking for a spanking.
Yeah, some tell me I don't have to look very far either.
Go back to sleep.
Now, let me get up or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you used to be a prize fighter.
I was not.
Oh, no. Hey, Battle, you're on next.
I'll moit at a bump. Now you're going to get it.
Oh, you hit me, you hit me. You broke me with a whip. You broke me with a whip.
I broke your what?
Me hip.
Hooray! I guess I'll have to get up too.
Yeah.
Get dressed and wash your face, and I'll take you down to breakfast.
Okay.